It's time to play the Eagle in the Envelope.
All right, again, at stake is to qualify for the grand prize to be Eagles honorary captain at the... I mean, does it get any better than that, Ike?
No, brother.
Eagles
Cowboys game? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And if you do qualify, you get a Jason Kelce glow-in-the-dark Eagles t-shirt designed by Jason Kelce. Then the grand prize winner tomorrow at the end of the show. So, dial 888-729-9494. You're going to ask a yes or no question, and then you're going to get a guess. The first person, or if he gets the correct Eagle in an envelope, will win. Now, Ike, I'm going to... And you don't know who the Eagle is today.
I do not. You guys didn't share it with me.
So, it's open. I have it right here. Let me make sure it's the person we selected. It is. The only hint I will get, Ike, I will give Ike, is he played his entire Eagles career in the 2000s. All right? Entire Eagles career in the 2000s. Let's start off with Josh in Delaware. Josh, ask your question.
Did he play offense or did he play offense?
He did.
Is it Deuce Staley?
It is not Deuce Staley. Andrew in Berks County. Andrew, ask your question.
Was he an offensive lineman?
He was an offensive lineman.
John Runyon.
It is not John Runyon. John in Drexel Hill. John.
Oh, offensive lineman. Okay. Oh, let's see here.
Ask your question, John. You get a question, too.
Oh, I'm sorry. Offensive lineman. All right. Was he on the Super Bowl team?
He was on the Super Bowl team.
Oh, Jesus. I'm trying to remember.
3 seconds.
Runyon was going to be my answer, but it's not. Let me think real quick. Who's on that line?
2-1. You're out. T in Collinsville.
Oh,
T!
T's back!
Yeah.
Ask a question, go. T.
Is his number above 70?
It is not.
It is not. How about Hank Fraley?
Is it Hank Fraley, Jack? Team from Collinsville, you qualify! Where did you come up with that?
I started writing down names. I got to the truck stop, I took a shower, I started writing down names, and you just narrowed it down with the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Look at you.
Oh, that is awesome work, T.
Look
awesome
at you.
Work,
well,
brother.
T, here's what you will get for sure, which is a Jason Kelce design glow-in-the-dark Eagles t-shirt.
Hold on.
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S-E.
All right, and then Friday, end of the show. We have one more qualifier tomorrow at 5:25, and then tomorrow all the daily winners will be placed into a random drawing with one person winning the Eagles honorary captain. It includes 2 tickets to the game against the Cowboys, 2 pregame sideline passes, and then 1 Philadelphia Eagles jersey of your choosing, courtesy of the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop at Lincoln Financial Field. T, congratulations,
yeah,
brother.
T.
Yeah, brother. Yo, truckers all day, baby.
My
truckers
man.
All, day.
All right, T, hold on.
Jack! Party with you. Come on now.
Celebration.
Do-do-do.
We're going to celebrate and have a good time. I love this song.
We should just do this every day at 5. Just the celebration for 4 minutes.
So Jack actually had said this before where he's like, well, this kind of became a regular feature. Where, I mean, I don't know if it's every day, because on Wednesdays, normally we play Stump the Millennial, which is kind of we get a prize, and it's a fun thing to do with the callers. But I think we could make this a regular thing. We could put anything in an envelope, right? We could put an actor in an envelope.
As long as we play Celebration at the end of it, I'm good.
Okay. All right. We're in then. A little Cool in the Gang every day for you?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
All right. Our Twitter question all show and every day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, and it's the men's night out. Tonight, Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. I saw Glenn Macnow on social media saying he'll be there tonight as well. But Mark's Jewelers, Montgomeryville, Route 309, men's night out. Great, great place to buy something for your special someone. And there'll be food and drink and everything else there. So Mark's Jewelers, check it out tonight. We'll see you there. And it's about the whole rivalry thing, Ike.
Mm-hmm.
It was, last time I checked, it was 87% say they miss the rivalries.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They miss the rivalries.
True sports fans, you got to miss the rivalry, right? That's what makes sports sports.
Yeah, but it's over, man. It's over. I guess I realize
you might be right. Yeah, but you've kind of accepted that it's over.
Yeah.
You've accepted it.
I've now focused my energy and attention on players or teams that I don't like, and that can go from year to year.
Yeah, because players can move from team to team.
Right, exactly, which takes away the whole rivalry thing with teams as it is. But, yeah, you know what's amazing is the college rivalries, I don't think they're any different than they've ever been. In fact, maybe they're even stronger today than – here's an example, right? Like, when I was growing up, I was a college football fan growing up, but I didn't hear about Ohio State and Michigan like I do today. Mm-hmm. In the 80s, I mean, yeah, you heard about it, but now it's a big thing. In the 90s, I mean, I didn't hear about it as loud and as strong as I do right now.
Or maybe you didn't pay attention. Like, in the 80s, the big rivalries were Florida State, Miami.
Right.
You had Oklahoma, Nebraska. Right? You had Auburn, Georgia. Alabama.
I think college football is also bigger today than it once was.
Yeah, we got I think we see more of the teams now. Everything was so regional back
then.
You're
right.
You had three or four networks during the 80s and the early part of the 90s.
No, you're right. Depending on where you were, you would get whatever. You get Syracuse.
So I grew up, I was Buckeyes there. So I couldn't wait to see the Buckeyes on Saturday.
Yeah, we get Penn State here, obviously. Yeah. And if Penn State wasn't playing, you get the ABC game you get a lot of Notre Dame.
And Penn State wasn't in a major conference
independent
in the 80s.
Until the 90s.
It was independent, Yep,
until the 90s when the first Big Ten team to make it not 10, 11.
Yep. 93, that was my freshman year.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, when Kerry Collins and those boys came in. That was the year before the 94 team, obviously.
Yeah.
But that 93 team was a good team.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
No, that was a great team.
Richie Anderson, I remember all those guys.
Oh, yeah, Richie Anderson. Yeah, Bobby Ingram.
Mike Archie.
He played in the NFL, too.
He did. Richie Anderson did, too, for a minute.
He did. Yeah. He did. He was pretty good. Yeah. Angry Al checking in.
You know who loved Richie Anderson? Bill Parcells.
He was a Parcells guy. Yep. Angry Al. What's up, Angry Al?
Johnny Marks.
What's up, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Al?
Hi, Al.
The rivalries are still here for the old heads. These young kids ain't got time for a rival.
No?
They got too much other stuff to do. Yeah, you gotta put a little time in for a rivalry, and they don't have time for nothing. They don't care enough, Al. No, they don't. It's a microwave society. Okay, I'm done with this. On to the next.
Yep.
But I can't stand Boston. I can't stand the city of Boston. I won't even spend a dime there. That's why I hated Gabe Kapler. He never had a shot with me because he was from Boston.
Mm.
And if you're from Philly and you like Boston, there's something wrong with you.
People talk
about the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, how can you be a Dallas fan and live around here? It's easy. How can you be a Celtics fan and live around here is what the question should be.
Well, I mean, I think there's very few people. I mean, I don't know, but I think
there's a lot of Celtic fans show up at that Sixers-Celtics game.
Yeah, but this is also, there's a lot of New Englanders that are transplants. Like, go to a Red Sox-Phillies game during the summer, and you'll see a ton of Red Sox hats and red hair and everything else.
What is there to like about Boston? There's nothing to like about Boston.
Well, if you're from there, you like them, Al.
Well, you shouldn't be from there. I mean, come on, man. Dr. J should have killed Larry Bird when he had his hands around his neck.
I'm telling you, man,
I can't stand Boston. Oh, my God.
Me too.
And the Cowboys rivalry is the Redskins, and that's the one game I'm worried about because it's the one game they're liable to lose at the end of the season.
Not worried about the Eagles game?
Not really.
Why not?
Now that's what kind of puzzles me, Al. You are a Philly guy. You're a Philadelphian. You're like, loves the Phillies. And I don't need to tell you that. You're from here.
Owes me $3,400.
Oh, is that why you don't like the Eagles?
Yes. And he's dead, so I'm never getting my money, so I can never be an Eagles fan.
You're not. By the way, we have Roger Staubach coming up tomorrow on the show, Al. So you want
to make you excited?
Oh, I want to hear that. Yeah, what time?
Better chance to get Jack just whispered to me. Better chance to get his money back. Ray Diddy from Lenny Dykstra or Al from Leonard Toews?
Al from Leonard Toews.
Yeah, I agree.
No, what time are we having Roger on? He wants to know.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
What was it, Jack? 340, 350? I think 350.
And I hated Dykstra when he was a Met.
Yeah, so did I.
Well, we hate him.
Yeah, we hate him now,
Hojo,
too.
Hojo, Rusty Staub,
That was it. Al, that was a great, appreciate it. That was a great hateable team, right? Yeah, Hojo, Kevin McReynolds.
Howard Johnson. Yeah, man.
Kevin Elster.
Yeah.
Hated that team. They were also really good, too, and the Phillies weren't. See, every year when the Mets were good, playing
them. I like Strawberry and Gooden.
I could see that.
Yeah, I like Strawberry and Gooden.
I could see that. Yeah, I mean,
I was a Reds fan, but I wasn't a Mets fan. I just liked Strawberry and Gooden.
They were too good to like here, but you didn't hate them like you hated the Hojos and the Mookie Wilsons. And,
oh, Mookie.
And, oh, my God. Bobby Ojeda and Jesse Orozco.
Yeah, yeah.
And, oh, my God.
Jesse Orozco.
All those good, say, Rick Aguilera, all the good stars they had. But,
oh, man, Ron Darling. That's all the names back then. Yeah.
They were stocked with great players. But so at the end of the year, for those couple of years where the Mets were really good and when they were winning a championship, they had a chance to clinch here in Philly a number of times, right? Mm-hmm. And they were never able to do it. So you get all these Mets fans dragging their knuckles down here to watch the team clinch, and they never let them do it. And right. I was always so happy. That was like the personal victory for Phillies. The Phillies were like, we suck, but at least you didn't clinch in our stadium.
Yeah, you're not celebrating here.
Uh-uh. All right, coming up next, Marks and Reese text line. And if you want to get in, 888-729-9494. And Joel Embiid also responded today to the criticism from Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. We'll play that for you on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, give them something to cheer about and make it an unforgettable holiday season with Flyer Santa Sacks. Each Flyer Santa Sack gift includes game tickets, the 2019 collectible gritty ornament, an autographed puck, and much, much more. Make your gift an even bigger hit and upgrade your Santa Sack to an ultra lower level pack and receive everything mentioned, plus an autographed mini stick signed by your choice of Claude Giroux, Travis Konecny, or Carter Hart. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Yes, tomorrow's show will be live from
Convention Center, right? I mean, no, the Marriott.
It's the Marriott that's like attached to the Convention Center. Or it's in the Convention Center. Yeah, so we're live from there tomorrow.
Good spot. I like that little area they have us in.
Yeah, we've been doing this a couple years now. I don't know if you did it previous to...
I did.
But the Army-Navy game means a lot to me from being from this area, and I just love the game. And in recent years, it's actually been very competitive. The teams have been good.
Yeah, it's been some good games.
Yeah, so that's coming up this weekend, and that is a Philadelphia event, and Radio Row is tomorrow. So we'll have... Tiki Barber's going to be on. We'll talk early in the show tomorrow, so obviously mm-hmm. we'll get good Eagles conversation with him. And then who else do we have? We have Herbie, your buddy Herb Street.
Yeah, Kirk.
And Roger Staubach, and we also have our other Friday guests, so we're going to have a very busy show tomorrow getting ready for the Redskins on Sunday. Let's do the text line, then we'll wrap up with Joel Embiid. It's brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. Join Glenn Macnow and Ray Dininger at the Delaware Park Sportsbook December 21st for a special book signing of the Eagles Encyclopedia and the Book of Philly Sports List. Text line.
Text line.
Rivalries aren't the same because of the era we grew up. I was born in 93, and when I got into sports, the Phillies sucked. Our rivals were the Mets and Braves, but it didn't mean much because we weren't good for a while. By the time we were good, the other team sort of fell off. The Sixers had like two good years since 2000, so the rivalry with the Celtics isn't big anymore. I was raised to hate the Cowboys, but now everyone is telling me how it's a one-sided rivalry, and every other 40-year-old in Philly is now a Cowboys fan. It's hard to keep rivalries strong in the tanking era of sports. Quinn in Downingtown.
Yeah, but like the Celtics and Sixers thing, if there was a time where it was going to get built back up, isn't it now? Both teams are very similar as far as winning and
separated by a game and a standings.
Yes, they're both good teams.
Yeah,
They have hateable players. Marcus Smart's your typical Celtic. You know, just like he's a hard ass.
And they're the Celtics.
Sucks. Yeah, they're the Celtics.
It shouldn't be hard to hate the Celtics.
It shouldn't be.
This next generation is just ruining everything. Paul in Glassboro.
Jack.
Yep, Jack.
Your generation.
Yep, ruining it. You know, what else have you ruined? Mayo. People don't use mayo anymore.
No, I love mayo.
Well, thank God for ruining mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's disgusting. Mayo on a sandwich is great.
Paper towels. You don't. Or is it napkins? No, napkins you ruin.
Straws.
You waste paper. Use paper towels as napkins because you don't care about waste. and things like that. Straws, yeah, yeah. Hey, who doesn't like a nice straw with their cold beverage? Can't have that anymore. Thanks, Jack.
No, three things that have hurt rivalries. Expansion, free agency, and out-of-market availability. Only four games out of 82 against the Celtics. So glad we get to see Sacramento twice a year, though. Anthony in Pemberton.
Is that it? Four games against your division?
Yeah, that's four games is the most you're going to play anybody.
Yeah, but you, I mean...
Hell, and even with some... conference rivalries that they only play three times.
Three times, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more in division. I mean, because
we want less Western Conference matchups. That's pretty much what you're saying.
How many times you play the other? I mean, you
pick, once. You play the Western Conference
once. No, but like Indiana and the other divisions, you play them.
No, four.
You play them four.
But you don't play everybody four. Some of
it
them you only play three, yeah.
It just depends.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball did a similar thing where you used to go to. Used to go to L.A. twice. Used to go to Chicago twice. Used to go
now
to
it's only once. Now
it's only once because yeah. Interleague play.
Yes. So. They made interleague play. Yeah, you're right.
Honestly, I think the biggest.
And I like that. I know some people don't like it.
What, interleague play?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the problem's not interleague play. It's that you start off the season playing the Royals, right?
Well, yeah, I
mean,
don't want to do that.
Just a lot of it doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
they play
the Twins the second weekend of the year last
year.
Yeah,
like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
But it's also unfair. So if you're the Phillies and you're playing the Yankees and you're playing the Red Sox every year, what about the teams that are playing the AL West teams or a division that's not as good? It's tough to make it competitive at the end of the year based on how they do it. But, I mean, I guess they try.
Best rivalry of my lifetime has been Joe G versus Ike Reese. Hands down. Mark in Delaware.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's also, you know, Elliot, too.
Yes, Elliot, too.
It's kind of, it's both of them. It is a good one. It is a good one. It's a good one.
My daughter could spell Eagles before she could say dad. Dave and Aston.
There you go. That's a good parent.
Yeah, no, my two-year-old can do the Eagles chant. Sometimes she misses the E and does a double S.
Oh, of course.
But Gianna, who's almost four, she does the Eagles chant, and then she just learns from her sister. So, yeah, I got them programmed already.
Yep. Wait, didn't someone mess up the Eagles chant at the pregame show?
Yep.
Was it Randall? Did he? Yeah, I watched the video.
Come on, man. What's wrong with you?
Poor Randall. Listen, he's not used to doing it. But see, here's the thing. The whole fight song of the Eagles, that didn't come here until Jeffrey Lurie. That didn't happen under Norman Brayman. No, you didn't hear that like you do now. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Oh, I didn't know. Fly, it was Eagles, here when I got here.
Fly, Eagles, fly. It was out there, but it wasn't like it is now where if you have a pulse and you're an Eagle fan, you know it. Even if you're
no
not
doubt.
An Eagle fan, everybody.
My kids know the fight song.
Even if you're out of town, you know it because they play it after every touchdown. That wasn't here. That wasn't here. That Jeffrey Lurie did a great job in really bringing back a lot of the past.
How about that?
And so, yeah.
How about the Sixers bringing back the 1, 2, 3, 4,
bang.
Five? Yeah.
Even though Jack probably doesn't like that. Is that you that doesn't like it?
No, Spike doesn't like it.
Spike doesn't like the, yeah.
I'm surprised that.
It's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
Love if today's show had an It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode title, it would be The Gang Realizes They're Boomers. Flip and Delco.
And you know what, Ike?
Are we boomers?
I am going to embrace it. Yeah. Our buddy. Yeah, I gotta find it before I say it.
I'm a boomer.
You are a boomer.
Okay.
Yeah, you are. I don't even know
what it is, but okay.
Even though age-wise, you're not, but it's now it's not even about if you're actually within that age. The baby boomers are like our parents, right? Or even older. I mean,
okay, boomer is just like an opinion that an older person would generally have.
Oh, so that's what it is.
It's an attempt at an insult.
It's an insult. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the get off my lawn crowd.
Oh,
and that's definitely
gotcha.
Me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I'm slowly moving into that area. And I'm okay with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, what do I care?
I'm okay with being a get off my lawn guy.
You know, I
got time for the shenanigans of you young Thundercats out there today. You think you know everything out there today.
Thundercats. Owen from Glassboro, he has a hoodie that says, okay, boomer. And underneath it says, have a terrible day. He was tweeting at us today and Instagramming it out there. Okay, Boomer. Have a terrible day. Yeah, have a terrible day. You think it's good that Joel Embiid is acting the way Joel Embiid's acting, right. then go ahead. Enjoy it.
So now I can acknowledge that's an insult if I see that on my timeline. It's not some you are a Bengals fan and you like Boomer Esiason. No, it's you're a Boomer.
It's yes. Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yes, it's an insult.
I know we were talking about it a little earlier, but I do like that the Sixers have brought back the Sixers song, especially when we can get this. Here they go, team of
the year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Sixers. Oh, man, it's funny. It's funnier every time you play it. So play Embiid, because we promised it. So just remember, Embiid caught big criticism from Charles and from Shaquille O'Neal on the TNT broadcast, more or less because they're saying, like, yo, dude, you're averaging 22 points a game, and you're not playing hard enough, or you don't want it enough to be a great player. And today, Joel Embiid responded. Here he is.
I mean, is you know that that's what they do. Maybe they're right. But I do think they're right. I think I need to, be more aggressive. Just look to impose myself. Just look to dominate. I think the whole season I haven't done that, and then you can see. The way it's affected my efficiency and my stats. So, I guess I need to go back to having fun and just dominate. And, but I get what they're saying, and I think they're right, and I got to make a change.
There you go. Got to make a change. Yep, got to get back to having fun, Ikey. Because when you're having fun, that's when you win.
That's when you win.
Yep.
That's when you play at an MVP level.
Because if he's not having fun, he couldn't possibly be dominant. Couldn't possibly have a higher shooting percentage than 45%. That's all. That all goes back to the fun aspect of it. All right, let's get Justin in here before we get out. Justin, what's up, brother?
Hey guys, how you doing today?
All right.
What's up, Justin?
Nothing much. I was just calling in. Just so I'm a first time caller, so I've never done this before. I listen to you guys. Quite often on my ride home from work.
We
or
appreciate
whatever.
That.
And you guys are talking about the Sixers. I'm just personally excited just to, how good they're doing. And I'm looking forward to see, where they go. Hopefully to maybe even win a championship this year is what I'm hoping for.
A championship?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm hoping I definitely think they can do it this year. You don't think so, Lee?
What team are we talking about?
The NFC East Championship or a Super Bowl championship?
No, the Sixers. We're talking about the Sixers.
Oh, man. You almost threw me out there.
No.
They could.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? I got a love for these. The Eagles are winning a championship. We need to take that step backwards. Let's just try to win one game.
Charles Barkley said that he doesn't see any way they can make it to the finals. I don't agree with that. I don't expect it.
Well, I don't think so with the way the team is constructed right now. I don't believe they can. I think Milwaukee is a much deeper team. Their pieces, in my opinion, fit better around each other. They're complementary pieces. We're still looking at the Sixers and saying, this doesn't seem like they fit. Like, they're winning because they just have more talent at times. But when you're playing a more talented team, like Christmas Day, we're going to get a good look at what it looks like to play against Milwaukee on Christmas Day.
Yep.
So we're going to get a chance to see. Now, they could make some moves, I guess, to add someone or trade someone.
Here's the bottom line. Joel Embiid.
That starting five is your starting five.
Joel Embiid needs to be available, and he needs to be peaking or playing really well in every series that they play. Doesn't need to play every game, but every series that he can't have a disappearing act with illness or being out of shape or being hurt.
I agree. Here's the problem with playing the Bucks before we get out of here. He's gonna have to play and guard Brook Lopez.
Who shoots threes.
Man, made 180 of them last year.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Brook Lopez became a really, really good player, right?
Damn sniper, yeah.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much the game's changed. Coming up next, Joe Giglio, not in tonight. Tommy Kelly. You want to talk about a young boomer? Kelly's probably the youngest okay boomer in the station, right, Jack?
He's got the for being like, I don't know, 31.
He's got to be the youngest, oldest person in the station.
His opinions are ancient. Oh, the other day, he's tweeting about like how Matisse Thybulle is better than Robert Covington. I mean, it's
that's true.
It is true.
That's
he's right.
True.
Nah, he's right about it. Good opinion. Yeah,
now that's a good take.
TK will be angry, and he's coming up.
TK roots for two teams.
Yep,
the Eagles never plays the Cowboys.
Right, like Jack from Delco. No doubt about it.
Oh, the King is riding with him, too.
Oh, yeah, King's riding with him for the first hour. And then TK will take you up into the Thursday night game. Ike, you got – listen, I have fantasy implications in this one. Do you know how much the Ravens are favored by?
9, right?
17 points.
17? Oh, and it's in New York, right?
No, it's in Baltimore.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I still would take New York plus the 17.
The line's screaming the Ravens. I'm going Baltimore tonight, Ikey. Minus 17.
Give me Jets plus 17, and I got the Ravens defense going tonight.
All right. Well, I got Mark Ingram and Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, I got Andrews. Is he playing?
No, he better be.
The tight end, Andrews.
I hope so. Yeah, no, he's hobbled.
I forgot. Yeah, I know.
Coming up next.
Oh, I got to read.
Tommy Kelly's riding with the King. We're back tomorrow. Talk to you then. See ya.